Here's the text translated into English. Silver in a steep downtrend, RSI at $24.99, live levels. Gold stuck in a downtrend at $439, live hourly levels. Ukrainian drone kills one in Russia annexed Crimea. Moscow installed governor says. Oil prices climb more than $3 after Israeli strikes on Lebanon. Peru set for a lengthy count as presidential race too close to call. Gold prices hit 11-week low on Fed rate concerns, higher oil prices. Russia's session says U.S. companies benefit from Strait of Hormuz closure. Oil prices jump as Iran attacks Israel in retaliation for Beirut strike. Iran rejects idea of using its assets to pay damages to U.S. allies. UBS, gold faces short-term headwinds, but structural drivers point to new highs. Bernstein picks top European food retailers amid inflation pressures. South Korea's Naver rallies on NVIDIA AI partnership. Intesa offers to buy Monte Paschi for $35.3 billion to create European banking giant. Asia chip stocks slump as AI rally loses steam. Japan, South Korea worst hit. China's global e-commerce push stalls as Iran war lifts costs, dampens demand. Analysis: how a few AI chip giants warped Asia's stock picking game. NVIDIA signs AI deals with SK Group and South Korean tech firms. Italy's ITA Airways to decide imminently on lawsuit over RTX engine faults. India Inc. hikes prices, shrinks packs as Iran war squeezes margins. China's moonshot AI seeks $30 billion valuation in new funding round, Bloomberg. Japan's economy cools on weak capex in Q1. Revised data shows Japan Q1 GDP revised lower on weak business spending, Middle East headwinds. UK firms pause hiring as Iran war stings. REC survey shows consumer credit rises to $20.73 billion, surpassing forecasts. Putin says he currently sees no reason to meet Ukraine's Zelensky. Canada's Ivy PMI rises to 8-month high in May. U.S. economy adds 172,000 jobs in May, topping expectations. Non-farm payrolls surpass expectations, signaling resilient job market. India's economy grows 7.8% in January-March quarter. Italy's retail sales show no growth in April. Bank of England's Taylor sees rates on hold barring worst-case scenario. Goldman Sachs pushes Fed rate cut call to 2027 on strong U.S. jobs data. China exports set for strong May on front-loaded orders, chip demand, Reuters poll. Tech stocks dive as Fed bets rattle AI rally. Morning bid. Blistering AI rally turns ugly. Indonesia Central Bank finance minister agree to boost asset yields to aid rupiah. Dollar hits 2-month peak as Fed hike bets ramp up. China says illegal outbound investment crackdown won't lead to forced liquidation. Tumbling tech darlings slam brakes on AI rally. Blockbuster SpaceX IPO set to test high-flying U.S. stocks rally. Bitcoin battles $63,400 resistance, live hourly levels. Introducing CoinW TradFi, redefining traditional asset trading with crypto innovation. Bitcoin climbs back above $61,000 as crypto market steadies after brutal sell-off. Bitcoin rebounds above $60,000 after $1.6 billion liquidation-driven sell-off. Litecoin falls 10% en route. Cardano falls 10% en route. Bitcoin briefly falls below 60K, hits lowest level since October 2024. House panel proposes new tax rules for digital assets. Crypto stocks fall as Bitcoin drops to lowest levels since October. EOS falls 11 cents. En route, Sampo buys back 3.2 million shares in week 23. Adocia presents phase 3 results for diabetes drug at AD meeting. Exclusive bid to launch regulated electronic trading in MENA. Solidian Technology raises $35 million in private placement. Anton Genzyme for clinical data on ATG27 at EULAR 2026 Genai Group 2. Acquire Ayumi Pharmaceutical for $44.8 billion. Faraday Future Plans robotics product launches in June. NVIDIA and SK Hynix announce multi-year memory partnership. Volition Aris's $4.6 million public offering at 1.55 per share. British Airways plans fare increases to offset rising fuel costs.